This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's meet our guest of honor.
All right, and that would be Sterling K. Brown. He won his first Emmy for portraying Christopher Darden in the People vs. O.J. Simpson American Crime Story, and he won his second a little over a week ago for his performance as Randall Pearson in the acclaimed NBC drama This Is Us.
When the show begins, Randall is a successful lawyer married with kids and curious to know who his biological father is. His adopted father, Jack, has passed away. Before Sterling won his latest Emmy, Brendan met up with him and asked what it's like to act in a show that is known for making viewers weep uncontrollably.
You know, I find it therapeutic. I enjoy a good cry. I mean, I've been known to to weep uncontrollably with my child at Inside Out or Pete's Dragon. So now I can take that remarkable skill and use it for something that people will say I did a good job for.
That's right. Sometimes do you watch Inside Out to get worked up for a touching moment
totally,
in your trailer?
Totally do.
That's interesting. Well, let's talk about this character you play. You play Randall.
Yes.
And he was adopted and raised by a white family.
Yeah.
You said that you like playing him partially because he's, quote, black on purpose.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
What I mean by that is so many people or people of color who happen to be on network television oftentimes wind up playing roles that are all ethnicities submitted. And it is a wonderful sort of thing because it allows for people of color to have roles where they may not have before in terms of colorblind casting. But I think the next step forward from colorblind casting is actually seeing people for what they are and using all of what they bring to the table to help tell the story of that character. So if you're dealing with an African-American or a Latino or an Asian, like, you make reference and address their culture and their experience within this country, and you use that to help tell the story of that person. They're not just Asian by coincidence or black by coincidence.
Yeah.
So I like the idea that we're moving in that direction where people are being fully seen and appreciated for their differences rather than trying to wash them away and have us all become something that is more homogenized.
Only a black male could have played Randall because that's who the part was written for. I mentioned that origin story about being adopted and raised by a white family. As an actor, how does that affect your portrayal of Randall as an adult, knowing that's part of his backstory?
I ask myself these kinds of questions a lot. My wife and I have conversations. Like, there's certain sort of cultural touchstones that, you know, my wife and I share with one another by virtue of being born the same year in St. Louis, Missouri, both African-American, having a similar education as well. And so there's a lot of those things that Randall probably missed out on and had to play catch up with. I have a friend of mine from St. Louis who's married to a guy who's black, who was raised by a white family on the East Coast. And so I've had the opportunity to talk to him on occasion about what his experience was like. And it's like, you know, I was constantly trying to figure out what the joke was. Like, people would make references to these movies that I had never seen or music that I hadn't heard. But, you know, through time, and because I had genuine curiosity, I sought it out. And I feel like Randall's that person that actively sought out his culture. You know, through his exposure, through this mentor he had as a child named Yvette and being around her children. And then later on, when you choose somebody like Beth for a wife, you know, oftentimes men choose women that look like their moms or remind them of their moms in some way. But Randall made the choice to choose this black woman to share his life with. And I think she probably helps him also, you know, educate him in those cultural touchstones that he may have missed out on in his youth.
Yeah, and there's an awareness in the episode for which you, congratulations for being nominated for an Emmy.
Thanks, man.
The episode that you submitted, I believe, was Memphis.
Yes.
And which is touching on in many ways, but I'm just referring to one small moment in it, is at one point, Randall, spoiler alert, is with his biological father. And he's meeting his cousins,
yes,
even though they're like twice and third removed.
Yes.
It's a kind of a funny scene. But at one point, he just burst out and he says something really corny like,
wait, I know you. So that makes you
William's second cousin and your third cousin.
Oh, so you get a cousin. You get a cousin. Everybody gets a cousin. Sorry, I was raised by white people. No, no, no,
no. And he's like, you know what? Sorry, I was raised by white people.
Yeah.
And there's almost this awareness he has, as you know, as much as he's kind of learned to kind of inculcate himself with maybe an African American cultural sensibility, that he does come from a different place, and, yeah. and his instincts are different.
He is, wherever he is, he's always a bit on the outside, you know.
Exactly.
He's African American in an all white family, and then even when he's amongst a primarily African American group, he's still the only one that's been raised by an all white family. So he's always just trying to find his place in the group.
So that's something that maybe you had to teach yourself through discussions and rehearsing and being an actor. But there are some actually direct parallels with you, it seems, and Randall. You both have a couple of kids.
Yep.
You both tragically only knew your fathers all too briefly, it seems. Your father passed away when you were younger.
This is true.
This show is so much about family. I'm wondering what maybe you carry from your father to this sort of work, which is very much about fathers.
Yeah, no, stories about fathers and sons always have a particular resonance for me in my life, because I was 10 years old when my dad passed away. And so the opportunity to sort of explore this relationship with William and Randall was intoxicating, because the question that I asked myself entering into it, I said, you know, if my dad were around, or someone who I knew could possibly replace my dad or replace that father figure in my life, I would do everything that I could to pursue that relationship. And so now Randall is given that opportunity. You know, now there's this biological father that he's finally found. And there's so many what ifs that if you don't actively pursue it, they'll just remain what ifs. And then what ifs usually lead to regret. And so he had to, even though he thought when he first met William that he just wanted to chastise him and show him how much he had made of his life, you know, in spite of his absence, what he was really longing for was that sense of connection. You know, you don't go 100 miles away from your home and wind up bringing somebody home to stay with your family unless there's something on the inside of you that really is really longing for something that's missing.
So we've been focusing primarily on This Is Us. You've also got the film Marshall, which is coming out soon, which refers to Thurgood Marshall.
Correct.
And a lot of people got to know you in another story that revolved around the courtroom, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Heard of that?
You know, this is an interesting time it's always an interesting time, but stories about criminal justice right now seem to have a particular poignancy, or people are maybe starting to pay the right amount of attention to them. Is there a common thread in these two stories for you, the performance in Marshall and O.J.? I know they're just courtroom dramas, but there's also a sociological angle on that, which seems to be similar.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the history of sort of the African-American male and how they've been treated systemically by the criminal justice system is sort of at the forefront of both of those stories. And it's the reason why Black America rejoiced when O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murder of Ron and Nicole. And it's the reason why the NAACP had Thurgood Marshall going around the country looking to defend African Americans that they felt were not getting the defense that they deserved and possibly were being falsely accused, because the system doesn't seem to have us in their best interest all the time. It seems as if there's another eight ball that you're working behind as an African American male, where you're almost presumed guilty. And you have to prove your innocence, which is not the way in which it's supposed to work.
Do you feel like in some way having that heightened awareness of that situation in society, is it a heavier weight to bear when you're delivering those lines or scrutinizing those scripts?
Yes and no. So there are things that I've always been aware of as a Black actor that I can't do in the same way as some of my white counterparts because of the way in which it might be perceived. And I give, like, the most innocuous one that I think of immediately is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. I think Jim Carrey is absolutely amazing in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. But if a Black actor gave you the exact same performance, like note for note, people would be like, why is this brother making an ass of himself, right? It just comes across in a very different way. And so I'm cognizant of that sort of thing as I take on roles and look at what I'm doing, because not that I want every character that I play to be upstanding or whatnot, but I don't want them to be an embarrassment to Black people, right? Like, that is important to me. I want to play as wide a breadth of people as I can, saints and sinners alike, but I don't want to embarrass nobody.
Sterling K. Brown. The new season of This Is Us began this week. He's also in the movie Marshall, coming out October 13th.